Yo, 1, 2, 1, 2, what it do? It's your boy Skeeter Steve.
Dom Cruz.
And welcome to another episode of Lace Rhymes, where we give it to you for the culture and by the culture. Oh yeah, baby, we're back in this motherfucker once again, you know what I'm saying? You know, happy to be back with my boy. How you feeling, man?
Man, I'm doing good. Can't complain too much.
What you mean you can't complain too much?
What you mean? If I want to complain, who would want to hear that? They don't come here to hear that shit.
Hey, man, you'd be surprised. Somebody ain't listen to your complaining now. That's like I got somebody that listens to my ass complain. Shit, nigga. I'm happy. You know, we back in this once again. Over all I know. Fucking free agency has been a fucking topsy-turny and crazy. Had a lot of moments with this fucking free agency that's going on with the NFL, and it's wild right now. It's very, very wild. Very wild, man. Dallas finally let go of Ezekiel Elliott.
I didn't see that. Where'd he go?
Bro, ain't nobody picked him up yet, though. But
he got released?
Yeah, finally. Oh,
shit.
Ain't no shit.
I didn't know that.
That nigga been with them for 7 seasons.
Has it been 7 seasons?
Yes, it's been 7 seasons.
Because I know
seasons.
He signed a six-year deal like 2 years ago or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, he been with them for about like seven fucking seasons, bro. 7 seasons. So yeah, bro. It's a wrap.
And I hope we pick him up.
What?
As a second back? Yeah, why not?
No.
Why?
No, because our other two is way better
than
him.
Who's the other two?
Elijah Mitchell.
Okay, he's all right.
And Jordan Mason.
Mason, I don't know about that one.
No, Mason took a couple of snaps and got him 2 touchdowns. That motherfucker is a powerhouse. Like for real. And not only that, though, Mason is young. Mason is 23. Mm-hmm. Yeah, bro. Like, no, I'd rather keep them two over Zeke, bro. Zeke ain't it. I'm sorry. He ain't it.
I ain't saying he's the number one, but it wouldn't be bad having him on there.
Nah, bro. I can't believe you just said that.
Why?
You hurt my feelings just now.
Do you know how many people get injured on our team? This is what I'm saying. It happens.
But yeah, it does. So, but not. It's like, you know, it's a part of the game. Shit, nigga.
But I'm tired of it happening. I just want. If you got injured, okay, just play Zeke. Like that's how I want it to be. I want to be injuries don't even affect my demeanor.
I feel you. You good. That's how you be. You be sick of it, man. So no. Of course, with us, Omenihu, he left. He went to the Chiefs.
McGlinchey too.
Yeah, they gave him a 2-year deal. Jimmy Ward, which I'm very, very happy for. Yeah, for y'all don't know, Jimmy Ward has been with the Niners for 9 fucking years. 9 years. He was the last person to get drafted that had coached under Harbaugh era. So he went through, like, so after when Harbaugh left, he went through Mike Tasola, Chip Kelly. When we had all them terrible ass coaches until Kyle and Kyle and Lynch and Robert Saleh came over there.
Yep.
So, I mean, definitely deserving, man. I wish he could have got a ring. That was my thing, man. I wish he could have got a ring though, but I mean, it's all a part of the game.
Yeah.
You know, seeing Juju Smith from the Chiefs, he got signed to New England, went to the Patriots. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, okay.
Yeah. So seeing that, and of course, Eagles signed Bradberry to a 3-year deal, which I think that was fucking bogus. That was stupid of them of doing that. Very, very stupid. You signed them, but you released Darius Slay. And I feel like Darius Slay was a way more threat than Bradberry was.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, they gonna feel it.
Yeah. No, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, you definitely right. And that's from all what I've seen, other than, you know, a couple weeks back, Jalen Ramsey going to the Dolphins.
Yeah, that was wild. Now that's a guaranteed 6 wins now.
We're going to run through that division easy.
Yeah.
Like, easy. Yeah. There ain't no competition over there now. Like, it's fucked up, but hey, it is what it is. So, you know, so We're gonna see what else gonna happen in this free agency in the next coming days, man. Like really in the next coming days. All right. You know, we always here giving it to you always for the culture about the culture. Before we get into our commentary for the culture, you know, we always got an honorable mention, something that happens or acknowledge or appreciate somebody that's within the culture or not within the culture. And this week, honorable mention is none other than the uncle himself, Big Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg has finally brought back the Death Row catalog back to streaming. The time has come, and I'm excited for that. And the reason why I'm excited for that, you know, he took everything off. Reason why he took everything off is because he wanted to make sure that everybody who put in their time and their efforts throughout the years, that we get compensated for that. Because remember, when they were young, everything was going through Suge, and Suge wasn't compensating these niggas. The only way Suge was compensating these niggas was through houses and cars. Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah.
No, man, but this was great. You know, he even went on to say that, you know, that by him announcing the Death Row discography will be returning to streaming services, and he even said, "We heard you. The time has come. The Death Row catalog is back on streaming everywhere tonight at 9 p.m. He went on Instagram next to the Death Row theme monologue, and then hours later, Snoop celebrated the catalog's return by sharing screenshots of Death Row collection classic albums on Apple Music. We back. And he wrote in one of the posts and adding another, what you bumping first? I ain't gonna lie, when I saw when it had went back up, I ended up bumping Murder Was the Case soundtrack. That's a classic. Like really. Yeah, for real. But their whole sound is a fucking classic.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, with you, now since you know it's up, what you gonna slap?
of course, Doggy Style. My whole thing is you don't get no kudos for putting this back on streaming.
I would, but
oh, you brought it. You brought it, and then you took it off. Talking about people trying to get the... No, you sold it to the Metaverse. When that shit didn't work, you put it back on streaming. That was my problem with the shit.
Okay, now...
Why would you take it away?
Okay, so the reason why he took it away, like what he said, he wanted to make sure everybody got paid. Now, as regards for the Metaverse, that was his own shit. He can do that on his own because he has right. He bought it.
And how did that go for you?
He bought it. Shit, we don't know. We don't know what the numbers looking like.
Now, how I know you're not gonna take it back off?
He's not gonna take it back off because now everybody's getting compensated. Now people like Daz, Corrupt, Lady of Rage, you know, like they're getting compensated because you got to think when it was up, they weren't getting compensated. The Hasbro, the toy company who had it at one point, they were getting compensated for the music.
Yeah.
So now you got to think about it now. So since not only it's back up and now everybody's getting compensated, now you can use this shit in commercials. You can use it in movies.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's a win-win. But I definitely do feel you what you're saying.
Yeah, I was like, bro, what? Because I have my playlist. And I one day... It was, you know, I think Murder Was the Case was grayed out. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, let me go search for Dog. I'm like, where the fuck is Doggy Style? And then I look up there. I'm like, come on, bro.
Right.
Yeah.
He had took all of them motherfuckers
all that
down.
Shit. I was like, all right, bro, you messed up my playlist. I've been for 10 years. can I throw an honorable mention on here?
Yeah. Go ahead.
That Piff has shut down. Did you see that?
I seen that, bro.
Sad day, bro.
I seen that, man. I definitely seen
oh,
that.
Oh my god.
That Piff been around for what, 15 years, something longer than that?
Yeah, bro.
Now we gonna get up. Where are we gonna get our mixtapes from now?
Live mixtapes.
Yeah, live mixtapes.
And bro. Spinrilla.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, I was little, bro. But,
but who we think is next? If they shut down, they may be next.
I don't think so,
really?
Bro.
Really? Okay, so why do you think that Piff shut down?
I don't know. Maybe they have some shit going on over there, though. But, I mean, for Spinrilla and for live mixtapes to last this long and for them to be this long, you know, that's what it is. Because you got to think, even back then, it was like a little thing between that Piff and live mixtape. You would get certain mixtapes on that Piff.
Yeah, you would. Yeah,
and then you would
get
certain ones on live mixtapes.
And then
when Spinrilla came around, they started doing their thing too.
That's
definitely, man. Yeah. No, man. But That pit was definitely memorable. Memorable for like, you know, for us, like, you know, blog era, you know, blog era, when we was finding out about all these new artists, these artists that you've grown to love now.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, one time for the one time for that pit, man. You know what I'm saying? They really went up for the culture.
And then they had the nerve to ask, who has the best mixtape discography? Nigga, you know the answer. That's not even a question.
Who you think?
You know it's Lil Wayne. And it's not even close, bro.
That's tough.
Between who?
And I'm going to name these two.
Okay.
I got it as a three-way tie.
Okay.
Not even him. I got it between Wayne.
Okay.
You can't leave out Currency. Currency got some fire mixtapes.
Yeah.
And Wiz Khalifa.
So we gonna act like
Prince of the City Volume 2 ain't shit.
No,
we ain't gonna act like Star Power's not fire.
No, those are not good,
bro. Don't talk to me right now.
I'm
You're crazy.
My opinion, bro.
We
talk about Orange Juice and Cushion Orange Juice for sure. What's the one before that one? The Thrill or
no? No, was the ones I was naming. Star Power.
Yeah.
Fire. Star Power had Ink My Whole Body.
Yeah, I know Ink My Whole Body. Yeah.
Prince of the City Volume 2. Goddamn, I love it. I'm getting it. Burn While Rolling.
That one, yeah.
And then Fly School.
With Currency, right?
No, by himself. Okay. And then yes, Car Service with Currency.
Yeah.
That's fire.
Yeah.
And then we get the Currency. Fucking This Ain't No Mixtape.
Mm-hmm.
Fire.
Yeah.
Covered Coupe with Alchemist, which I have to think
that one. Yeah,
that's like a top fucking tier mixtape,
mm-hmm.
like literally a top fucking tier mixtape. And I mean, the list goes on and on. The collabs that he did with Harry Fraud. So I mean, literally, yes, Wayne has some dope ones too, though. But bro, we're not bumping all the dedications. Dedication 4 wasn't it.
You know what's funny?
Dedication 4 wasn't it.
I like the Dedication 4.
And that was trash,
Dedication
bro.
5 and 6, you can keep those.
Those was trash, bro. Yeah. I'll give you Dedication 1 and 2 for sure. Yeah. And I'll give you No Ceilings for sure.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. So that's why I said.
What about the drones?
Yeah. I'll give you 1, 2, and 3. You can keep 4 and 5.
I didn't know there was a 4 or 5.
Yeah. No, man. But between those three,
okay.
Absolutely, yeah, fire. And then I mean, you could throw another person who had a crazy mixtape run. Mac Miller had a crazy mixtape run.
Yeah,
Nipsey Hussle had a crazy mixtape run.
Yeah,
Dom Kennedy had a crazy mixtape run. So I mean, it's not only just one. Like all of these niggas had top tier tapes that we were fucking slapping. And I even he came in between 2013, 14, I'll throw Travis Scott up there too.
Really?
Yeah, he had some dope mixtapes.
Oh, I thought he only had like one.
Yeah, no, yeah, I want to say, before the rodeo, and then he had another one. He had another one, but I forgot the name. What was the name of that? Yeah, man, but I mean, all of these people that we just named had fucking top tier mixtapes, bro.
Yeah.
Fucking literally like top tier. Top fucking tier mixtapes. Oh, another one. Wale. I like mixtape Wale better than album Wale.
Yeah, dead ass.
But sad to see fucking that Piff go, man. But you know, thank you for the memories, thank you for everything. And also to Snoop, we appreciate you. Thank you for finally putting that Death Row catalog back up there. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, it is, we're here. All right, let's get into it. Commentary for the culture. And I kind of like this shit. This shit was real spicy and I loved it. Mm-hmm. Starting off with motherfucking Hit-Boy. Hit-Boy had made a diss song, you know, dissing Metro Boomin, Hitmaker, you know, Mustard and all these niggas. But Metro Boomin and Hitmaker had responded to his diss. So it comes to find out the King's Disease composer took aim at a fellow producers on a track which he previewed on his video post on Instagram by On The Warrior Mall co-host podcast. usually his homeboys were producers I get compared to, but this is what I want to say. I'm stressed out, extra leg room. I don't really know dude. He seemed like a cool cat, but I never once heard Metro Boomin do a boom bap. He rapped. Damn.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Damn.
Oh, my God.
Metro Boomin took to Twitter on Thursday, seemingly to respond to Hit-Boy's song by quoting Kendrick Lamar, Rich Spears. Stop playing with me before I turn you into a song. Hit-Boy also took shots at Hitmaker, who earlier this week claimed he's a better producer than the Surf Club sound man because he has more songs on the radio. I just seen Youngberg spoke the wave. I should have did him like Trick Trick and snatch a hit out of his name, and I decoded the game. I had the coldest of the days. So I'm like Bieber on the cruise. How you ain't got no credits without co-producers? Hit-Boy rap. And then Hitmaker responded and the Instagram said, Hit-Boy, I really just listened. Is this like your attempt to do whatever Kendrick did on that Big Sean record, producers? And we just spoke about that with the control verse.
Yeah.
And with the laughing emojis. And then he added, you are a terrible artist. Damn. Send me beats, please.
Damn.
But I'm just going to say this. Mm-hmm. Metro Boomin, he's dope. Hitmaker is dope. Saitovin is dope. Mustard, he's okay though, but I ain't gonna give it all to Mustard because it was 1 year he got us by making the same fucking sound.
Yeah, with like seven, eight different artists.
Yeah. But I'm just gonna say this right now. Now, can I keep it real with you?
Yeah, can I keep it all the way 100? Yeah.
Right now, ain't none of these niggas is fucking with Hit-Boy. And Hit-Boy, really? Hit-Boy been snapping. Hit-Boy has been snapping.
Uh-huh.
If you could think of all the projects that he's been doing, mm-hmm. he's been snapping. The King Disease.
All four of them.
Fire.
Then you got the game album he did last year.
Yeah. Fire.
Yeah.
And then the shit. Then a couple of, even like with the shit that he did with fucking Ye. None of them niggas ain't work with Ye. Mm-hmm. He did Niggas in Paris.
Yeah, Metro worked with Ye.
Yeah, but Metro ain't do no Niggas in Paris.
Yeah, that's cool.
Metro ain't got nothing bigger than Niggas in Paris.
Hey, I would have told that nigga $70 million. How much can you sell your catalog for? And I'd have ended the conversation if I was Metro. And Hitmaker, I think he need to be quiet because you know he's not sitting there pressing the buttons.
No, man, but I'm just saying though, right now, Hit-Boy is a fucking goat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ain't nobody fucking with him. And then later on today, we're going to review that we always normally do. We'll slide a little R&B joint up in there.
Mm-hmm.
The Music Soul Child
shit that
he did.
Yeah,
we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that later, though. But, I mean, Hit-Boy has a track record. Mm-hmm. This nigga even just worked on a new Beyonce project.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So, that's, I mean, true. Right now, he's on the king of the fucking hill. Mm-hmm. He's really on the king of the hill, and I don't see nobody else trying to take that throne from him for a minute, because he has been snapping on every fucking thing, and this ain't no pun. Like, you know, fuck with Metro Boomin. Metro Boomin is dope. Mm-hmm. Hitmaker is dope. Like the other ones I named, from Zaytoven to fucking DJ Mustard, DJ Darrell. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these niggas that does the shit, like, you know, for the Migos and all of them. But, bro, like, right now, in this moment, none of y'all niggas is not fucking with Hit-Boy. That's just what it is. That is just what it is, bro. So, I mean, and you know what? I wasn't mad at Hit-Boy for him taking his shots and doing what he do. Because, like what we said, hip-hop is built off of competitions.
Yeah.
No matter what department or what you do, whether you an MC or a DJ or like what this nigga is, a producer and a rapper, oh, yeah, you're going to take shots. It's going to happen. You know, so, I mean, I'm with all of this shit. I'm with all the smoke.
I wish Young Berg would rap and, like, diss him back. That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, because we know he can't rap.
Damn.
Should we bring up that, hey, sexy ladies? It was nice to know you.
It's a but hit, I gotta, regardless.
Bro, you're not playing that right now, bro. It's 2023. Bro, you're not playing that.
All right. That's going to be the next classic corner. Stop playing.
Bro, you ain't got no classic. You ain't got no classic. I just can't believe you just said that shit. Young Bird ain't got no classics. What?
Oh my God.
Y'all come get y'all mans. Come get your mans. Come get your mans. I can't believe you just said this. Oh my God. But moving on. And this one kind of actually had me excited. Usher. Usher said he's about to wake up R&B. Usher has announced that he plans to wake up R&B, which many fans to believe teasing for his long-anticipated new album. The singer's last solo album was 2016, Hard to Love, which features No Limit, Crash, and Missing You. And he also dropped a collaborative album with Zaytoven in 2018. And, yeah, and that was fire. I remember when he had dropped that a couple of songs. Then he went on TikTok. This past Friday, Usher shared a video of himself strutting through the halls of what to be the pier of his home in a white bathrobe and black slippers. Me on my way to wake up R&B, he captioned. Okay, how you feel about that?
I don't know. We're going to have to see, because I know they've been working on the Confessions 2 for a minute. I don't know if they end up scrapping it or whatever. But, I mean, if he's with Jermaine, I think it could go pretty good.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm with you on that. And even with Zaytoven, too. And even the couple of joints that, you know, that he had here and there, like the one that they still play, the one with LMA.
That
joint still go.
Yeah, yeah, I remember you saying that.
That joint still fucking go though. But if he comes back, hey,
yeah,
I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely all here for it and all ears for it, because you have people that still do R&B and they're out there, but you motherfuckers is not. Y'all not on it.
Y'all not on them.
Yeah. And the only people that y'all really on right now is like Ari, Summer Walker, SZA. Yeah. But I mean, it's other dope R&B out there. Like I'm about to give y'all some shameless plugs right now. Okay. You got Devin Morrison, fire. You got Sonny Colin, fire. You got Alex Isley, fire. You got Joyce Rice, her fine self. She's fire. I mean, I could keep going. I could keep going. There's Dreamcast Stone, the new signee. They just signed on Diddy's Love Records, Jazzy. Fire. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, y'all got to go search for this shit, bro. The R&B is, it's really out there, but y'all just listening to the same typical people. Get off that and go do some research. Yeah, nigga, get on SoundCloud, because honestly, that's where I felt a lot of most of these people.
Okay.
On SoundCloud or either like word of mouth. Okay. Like, you know, another one that I like from Northern California. His name is L.U.J. L.U.J. is fucking phenomenal. It's fire. Fire, fire, fire. So don't sleep. And then Usher, you come back, because I ain't going to lie, bro. Like, you really is a GOAT. You one of the GOATs. You know what I'm saying? I would say another nigga's name, but we ain't gonna say his name because we know how people feel about him. Because he low key, he is a GOAT despite what he done.
What's crazy is it's only two people I think you can be talking about.
And who you think?
It could be Chris Brown.
Well, we know. Guy. Yeah, no.
Chris, he got Brown. Verse too.
Yeah, yo, no, yeah, guy. No, yeah. Yeah, we'll just call him the other guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we know who the other guy is. The other guy is fired up, but the character is sucks. It sucks.
Yeah.
I can't believe we call him the other guy. Oh, shit. Oh, man, no. But, all right, before we get into our Can I Kick It, we got one more. Currency. Currency, you know, was on a show lately. And then he spoke about on Lil Wayne's work ethic and then how, like, it, you know, it expired. Inspire him. Currency have revealed that despite his own impressive discography, he remains inspired by Lil Wayne's work ethic and output. Speaking, you know, when he was at Rolling Loud, you know, Currency thought back on his days as an artist on the Young Money roster and shared what he remembers the most from those early studio sessions. Just the volume, the output of songs, even if it didn't make the song in 5 minutes, he might lock in for a few hours to get this one verse down. Spit a recall, explaining that Weezy will record some verses multiple times until he felt he really had nailed it. I don't go over my shit as much as a magnifying glass as bro do, but I do honor him and for forever and ever, Currency added. Because I'm just having fun with it. Everything is a blessing, but bro is a machine. He want everything out of it, and he got everything out of it. Exactly. And not for nothing, like what we said. A lot of that inspiration that we see with him pumping a lot of that music out, you know, And we all know where the inspiration came from. You know, Pac was like that. Mm-hmm. Pac was just the type of person who was like, okay, well, I'll do a song, throw a beat, move on to the next. Do a song, throw a beat, throw on to the next. That's why Wayne's work ethic is fucking phenomenal. It's crazy.
He changed a lot of rappers' work ethic because I remember him saying this in video. They're like, he was saying a basketball player just don't stop practicing when it's off season. A lot of rappers back then, they would just record when it's album time and wouldn't go record no more. He constantly kept recording on tour, working on the mixtape between the album, just kept constantly rapping and rapping and rapping.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm with you on that. And like what I said, that ended up spawning from off on him to Currency. That's why we have so many fucking projects from Currency. Yeah, and Currency, like what I said, I kind of throw him in there. He don't fucking miss either. He really don't miss. And what I like about Currency knows what he caters to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He knows what he caters to. Because I remember a couple years ago, I went to go see him at the Hard Rock Cafe on the Strip, and it was a packed fucking house. A packed fucking house. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, him, you know, rapping, doing his stage present was just amazing. So he knows where he's at and what he's doing, you know. And you know, does it get any higher than that? And even just from his entrepreneurial side, you got the Jet Life clothing line. And I'm still waiting on the burger joint. Hopefully it'll be open in New Orleans soon. Burger. So, you know, Currency is one of those, like, really underneath that Lil Wayne umbrella of that tree. And he thrived really well. So that's why, like, when we look at the Young Money tree, and people always say, it's only really three that thrive. It was Drake, Nicki, and Tyga, but y'all always forget about Currency. Currency was a part of that tree. Hell, Currency was the first branch on that tree before everybody else came.
Yeah, no, that is true. Dead ass, you're right. He was, I think, the first two signings to Young Money. Yeah,
like he was that first. So, and even after when he left, he fucking that man was putting them out, and they were just fire after fire after fire. Then we get his albums, Stone, Immaculate, fucking Grand Canal Street, you know. Which one bad albums? And I mean, he went the route, he tried it, and he even said it. It wasn't for him, so he went back to doing mixtapes. And that's what I like about him. He know what is for him, and he sticks with it, and the shit worked. Just like right now, like, we got a collab project with him and Jermaine Dupri coming pretty soon.
Yeah,
you
know?
That was
wild. I was like,
I'm here for it.
I'm
definitely here for it. And it's like, you know, with him, he worked with your favorites from the Drake to Wayne to Nip to Wiz to Kendrick. The only project I ain't never seen him on is hey, Cole. Go jump on a song with Currency, man.
When was he on the song with Drake?
Drake?
Yeah, what song was that?
It was like old, like, I want to say, like, one of his earlier projects, like, I want to say 07, 08, like, in between. It was like a little bit, I want to say it was the project after This Ain't No Mixtape, but I forgot the name of that mixtape.
And Drake was on there?
I think so. I think so. Because, I mean, he had, like, you know, like what I said, he done a lot of joints. And one of my favorite joints is Money Shot with Mac Miller. Mm-hmm. That's my shit. Money Shot is my shit. So, I mean, hey, man, I love his work ethic. And, you know, he's always, like, when you put on a show, he puts on a fucking show, and he always sells out a venue. Like, so I ain't mad at it. I'm definitely not mad at Currency, man, at all, though. So, Currency, man, you get the salute. You definitely get the salute here, brother. And you're appreciated, man. Don't nobody appreciate you, we appreciate you. And I think your best mixtape is a cover coupe with Alchemist. Like, I love when you do shit with Alchemist and Harry Fraud, you know? So those always been dope. Shit, not too long ago, fucking he just got a feature from Snoop, too. Mm-hmm. So that lets you know, like, he's lovable. Everybody loves this nigga. Like, everybody loved this nigga, man. So, all right, let's get into it. Ooh. Man, can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? Can I kick it? All right. Dom, what we got up first, bro?
We got the animal print land on Nike Air Max 187 women's.
Okay.
Nike Sportswear is bringing back more animal-inspired motifs this year. The latest offering from the footwear giant is Nike Air Max 187 women's. In addition to animal motifs, what is it? What is that word?
But I think motifs.
Oh, motifs. Motif. The athletic label is updating its lineup of women exclusive. The silhouette arrives in a cell color base mix with black. God damn, what are these words?
Celsatine
blue. God damn, and
A pinkate.
Red hues contracting its natural tone upper, highlighting the sneaker are tiger stripes on the swooshes, along with the cow print traveling along with the lower half of the uppers, wrapping up this of its iteration of Nike branding on the tongues and heels, followed by a blue and off-white rubber sole. Expect the women's Air Max 87 Great Doors to drop this later this year at Nike.com and select retail for $150.
That's how I feel about it, bro. Them shits is garbage.
Yeah.
Them is terrible.
Yeah.
Nike, why would you do that? Why would you do that? Animal print, and that don't even look. The only thing that's animal print is the swoosh, but the whole fucking shoe look like a damn fucking cow.
Yeah, damn.
Yeah, bro, this ain't it.
Nah,
this ain't it. And then the bottom. Now I could get with the bottom of the shoe, like got that.
Yeah, the bottom. Yeah,
look
nice.
With that. Yeah, the bottom look nice though. But after when you get from the bottom and you just work your way up, the whole shoe is just a.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Bro, fucking terrible.
I don't think no woman can wear this.
Right, and if you buy your girl this, bro, something's wrong with you. Like, for real. Your girl might look at you and say,
I be so sick of you, nigga.
For real. Like, that's how bad these fucking sneakers are. Like, terrible. Ew. Ew. So you don't like none. You don't like anything about it?
Nah, if you, like you said, if you would have took the... The cow part, what is the cow part on the toe?
Mm-hmm.
Take away the cow part and left the orange stripes and the blue. Mm-hmm. It'd be all right.
Yeah, I'm with you on that though. So yeah, this is definitely a fucking miss.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, I'm kind of excited for this one.
Mm-hmm.
The Nike Terminator High makes its long-awaited return. The Nike Terminator High from Nike is the long-awaited return this year. Back in 1985, the silhouette has its first hit retailers as a basketball sneaker. Almost four decades later, the sneaker makes a grand return to its true OG form. This release arrives in a white color base with a black on the overlays and eyelets, along the additional black detailing of the heel and the swooshes. Other details include the Nike branding on the heel and the tongue tabs, followed by the age like midsole. Midsole matching midsole in its throwback design. The Nike Terminator High black and white is going to be set to drop this week on sneakers and select retailers for $125. Not a bad price. And you know what though, I have to say it's one of the classic OG sneaker shoes.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking with it. Cause I like that. Like, I like the tongue on there. I like you know that off white cream on the side on the shoe, which make it fire. And not only that though, it's different. And I'm loving the fact that Nike is starting to bring back out a lot of their classic basketball silhouettes. You know, I mean from this. And I remember a couple years back, we had got the Flight 89s, you know. Mm-hmm. And I like the Flight 89s, so, but you know what I'm waiting for them to re-release?
Do
you remember the patented leather Flight 89s?
No, I don't.
Yeah, they got some patented leather Flight 89s. They had a patented leather red, a patented leather black, and a patented leather royal blue that was just fucking amazing. No, but the Terminators is dope. I'm here for it. Like, you know, for... you know, for the difference. You know, always about good being different and you know, wearing sneakers that are not per se not hype, but it's also good to add in your collection. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just to be like, okay, I got that into my collection because, you know, most of these, a lot of these hype beasts and all these hype people is either like, you know, Yeezy,
yeah,
Jordan 1s, yeah, or you know, our Dunks, just what's hype right now. Yeah. Not everything don't necessarily have to be a hype. At the end of the day, you like what you like, and I'm fucking with these. Mm-hmm. What about you?
No, I wouldn't cop them.
Why not?
I just can't see myself wearing them.
Yeah, you wear fucking read my questions. They high tops.
Yeah,
and you're high, but you fuck with high top sneakers. I would think that you would rock with these because it's a high top sneaker.
Yeah, but I don't. It's not like if maybe if I was born in 85 or some shit, then I seen them walking around like I want those.
Okay. You killing me, man. You killing me right now with this, man. So yeah, we had a standstill with this. It's a cop for me, but it's a drop. For Dom, don't know why.
Oh my god!
Yeah, though. But all right, let's get into it. The last sneaker of our Can We Kick It, and I'm kind of happy about this.
Yeah,
we're starting to see some Nike Dunk Mids out there. The return of some Nike Dunk Mids. I'm kind of ecstatic for that. So Nike Dunk Headline Swoosh Springs lineup. So this Nike Dunk Mid arrives in a pale ivory colorway, draped in a canvas base of a multicolor overlay enclosing the upper. Other details include black swooshes on each side, followed by a teal color Nike tongue. Tongue tabs along with additional branding on the heels. Wrapping up the shoe is a white and green color rubber sole. The Nike Dunk Mid Pale Ivory is set to release March 22nd at Nike.com on sneakers and select retailers for $115. And I'm not mad at that. Definitely not mad at that. And this sneaker, I'm kind of fucking with it. I'm liking it because this is gonna be a first of many that we're gonna see of a Nike Dunk Mid. Because remember, before the SB Dunk Lows, people were rocking those SB Dunk Mids with the little strap on them too.
That's what I said. Where's the strap at?
Yeah. So this is a regular dunk. So if we're getting a regular dunk, soon. They're going to be on the way. They're definitely going to be on the way, and I'm going to be excited for that, though. But with this, I'm liking all the colors, with the Easter overlay. Vibe. Yeah, giving me Easter vibes for sure. Now, what I, per se, would wear, but if I had a girlfriend, I would definitely buy these for her, you know, because, you got all these different color palettes going on, you know. On the back, got that little bit of light olive green. You got the black swoosh, the orange on the front. And I don't know if I rather wanted to call this either like a turquoise or like a sky blue.
That blue's nice.
Yeah. But it's dope though.
Yeah, it is.
It's dope though. And I'm fucking with it though. But per se, not for me. I would per se let the women get this. Because I think that's for them more so than us. You know what I'm saying? So that's my take on it. What you feel about this, man?
I'm going to try to get them. I'm interested.
Oh, you interested?
Yeah, I like these, yeah.
Okay, all right. What are you liking about it?
I like the black swoosh for sure.
Okay.
I like the blue. The green is in the back small, so ain't that much. And they're the first mids.
Yeah.
Because like when I seen it, I was like, damn, I haven't seen mids in a minute.
Yeah. It's been some years.
Yeah.
I can't even say a couple. It's been more than a couple of years since we had seen some Nike Dunk mids.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So I'm with you. So we're getting Nike Dunk mids. That gotta be letting us know within the next coming of months or maybe in a year. SB Dunk Mids are gonna be back on this way.
Yeah.
Cause like we didn't see the Dunk Lows and we didn't see a couple of Dunk SB Lows. So I'm with you. I wanna see some mids. I definitely wanna see some SB mids though. Yeah, man. But that concludes our Can We Kick It segment. I had the Nike Dunk Mid, the Nike Terminator, and of course them fucking Doja Cat Air Max Ones. That's what I'm calling them. Bitch, I'm a cow. Moo.
Yeah,
that's what they should have called them. They should have called them the Doja Cat Air Max Ones. Like, for real. Definitely the Doja Cat Air Max Ones. You up there laughing. I'm for real, bro. them shits is garbage. Like, for real garbage. So, but you guys should definitely see everything, you know. Let us know in those comments if it's a cop or is this a drop for you, you know, what you like or what you did, what you didn't like for this week's Can I Kick It, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we always get sneakers every week, though, but it's always like, you know, certain ones that we have a tendency to highlight, and, you know, this week was, you know, the Terminator, the Mids, and those MX ones, you know, so, I mean, hey, let us know. All right, it's about that time. Let's get into it, baby. Check the run. All right. Like what I said, I'm very happy. Getting, like, the ball is rolling again. Mm-hmm. Getting the music. So, first up in this Check the Run, DJ Drama hasn't been letting up, and he's back once again. Mm-hmm. But this time, he is back with the West Coast native, G Perico. The Gangsta Grills Hot Shot mixtape. About 13 songs, 33 minutes. I ain't gonna lie, I fucked with it.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, for real, yeah.
I liked it a lot.
First time experiencing him too.
Really?
Yeah, he was spitting on this.
Oh, no, yeah. Yeah, I got hip to G Perico, I wanna say about like a year and a half ago. And like ever since then I got put on to him. Like I'm a fan, and I'm love seeing his growth, yeah, and everything that that he's been doing, especially what kind of shocker for me. Like, I didn't even know he was from California.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I knew,
like,
that.
No, yeah, when I had first caught wind of him, I didn't know he was from California, yeah, though. But the more and more I listened to him, I was like, okay,
yeah,
I'm like, he definitely has a California, yeah, sound.
I heard
to
him on a couple of features, and I knew he was from California, but I never like tapped into the full project.
You know, man, but from this, man, I mean, it's just amazing. Still independent. Another one of my favorites, so right after Still Independent, you get into Action.
Lights, camera, action. Yeah, since 2019, been a stab. Mm. Lights, camera, action. Yeah.
That was fire. Yeah.
Take a pic.
Then right after that, Axe G4. German engineer, religion, and then another one that I liked was Do Overs.
Gangsta Grills, yeah.
Right.
I listen.
This was fire. Like, he was really spinning.
In this life, it ain't no do-overs. If you ain't ready for your turn, then move over. The judge ain't giving out no second chances. He caught a case and he told, cause that boy pen
snitch.
Remember, I was on the run. Cops kicked the dough, ex-con with a gun. These days, I'm out here balling, living for the day, and I pray I see tomorrow. Fast hoes, fast cars, fast money.
Then, you know, after that, you get to Everything. Lifestyle.
Everything.
Rap Life, Mind, Body, and Soul, Therapy, Karma was good, and Click Credits. Can't front, this project was fucking amazing, bro.
Very, very unexpected.
And just, you know, just him establishing himself. And then kind of like what you said a couple of episodes back. It's just, I'm glad Drama is back on that grill. But it's just so like now, once you do a Gangsta Grill, you're really going to become official. Definitely going
to
become official.
Some people that are just fans of Gangsta Grills.
Yeah.
So they're going to go to the album anyway and check it out. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And not only that, though, too, G Perico has been gaining a huge buzz.
Yeah.
Buzz.
Yeah.
Not only from our age bracket, I'm seeing younger kids playing him.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it was crazy. I had put up to a gas station. I want to say, like, this was, like, 3 weeks ago. The kid had to be no more than probably, like, 19, 20 years old. He was really bumping G Perico.
Damn.
So, yeah, he's reaching the youngins.
Yeah. Out of left.
Yeah.
I heard that J Perico. Oh, he got up out of there. This is unusual. Why are you playing this?
No, man, but, you know, him doing it on his label, Enterprise.
Yeah,
him always mentioning Enterprise and Empire. Yep. And I love the fact, though, that Empire, they're, like, they be willing to take a chance on any and everybody and willing to put the music out. And I fucks with Empire Records for them doing that. Like, pretty much Empire has signed people from, you know, Mozzie. They gave Mozzie a chance. Mm-hmm. You know, Mozzie was able to grow another rapper from California, Yellow Hill. He was able to grow. Like, Empire always give an outlet for these artists to fucking grow, and I like that. And the fact that G Perico was able to tap in with Drama to do this Gangsta Grills, and this didn't let up at all. Mm-hmm. This was actually, this was actually pretty dope.
It was,
it was dope though. So, and I mean, 13 tracks. I ain't going front. I actually liked it about a good solid 8.
Yeah, because I was like, damn, it's over already. Because I was in the gym while playing this. I didn't even know it was over until we started talking and naming all the crazy. I'm like, damn. That was quick.
Yeah, it was though. Yeah, that shit did fly by. 33 minutes. That definitely did fly by, like, super quick. So you guys go ahead and check out the G Perico and drama mixtape Hot Shot. You definitely won't be disappointed. And it's so funny. We was just talking about this nigga earlier. So
yeah, Youngberg. I mean, Hitmaker.
Yeah, Hitmaker.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So now we got Hitmaker and Jim Jones. I'm back on my prime. Mm-hmm. 8 tracks. I wouldn't consider this as an album, more so like an EP, my opinion.
Yep.
You know, Vamp Life, and of course, like what I said on Empire be giving these niggas chances. And for me, I ain't going front. I wasn't a fan of this.
No, I wasn't either.
Yeah, man, you know, Gunshot.
Yeah.
F You Better with Jeremiah. Yeah. Beat It All. YKTV with Ty Dolla $ign, Fist Plug with Pleasure P, Let It Go with Tink and Ball Greasy, and Status Update with Goldie and I Am. Like, this gotta be one of the least Jim Jones project that I like, because the project before that, when he did with Maino, when they were the Lobby Boys, enjoyed the Lobby Boys.
Yeah.
The Lobby Boys was dope, but this ain't it.
Nah, it is. And then the features is weird as hell. Like, it's random. Like, Ball Greasley, Pleasure P, Goldie. Then you have hard hitters like Jeremiah, Tink.
Right. And Ty Dolla $ign.
Yeah, I'm like, damn, these times was wasted.
Yeah.
They could have been on a better project.
You definitely right about that. You absolutely right about that. Definitely could have been on a better project than that, man. But this one, it, man, 25 minutes. I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. Like, you know, if y'all wanna check this out, y'all go ahead and check this out. But this wasn't it for me and Dom.
Yeah.
No, definitely wasn't it for us. So yeah, man. So actually we got two more. We got next up, we got that
Just for Clarity too.
Yeah, from Blast. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't a fan of that either.
Yeah, it was missing. Who's the dude he collabs with all the time?
Trying to think.
Are you a Blast fan?
Yeah, I'm definitely a Blast fan.
So
and
he
I know
has him. A mixtape with somebody. I think he has two of them. What is it? I can't think of that guy's name.
Yeah, though, man. But these 4 songs, it was okay, but you know, Ghetto Cinderella, Passionate with Roddy Ricch, Call My Bluff, and Keep Calling. Keep Calling was really the only one that I liked with Larry.
I had so much hype for Passionate, and
with Larry June though. But I'm gonna just be honest, like, the sound is starting to get repetitive.
Yeah, that's another thing. Bino, that's what the guy.
Bino. Yeah, Bino's
missing
dope.
Bino on here.
Yeah. Bino is definitely dope though. But this, it's. The Blast sound is starting to become a little bit repetitive.
Yeah, annoying. Yeah,
though. So I definitely want to see something definitely different, though. 4 songs, 11 minutes. And, you know, just if y'all like it, y'all go ahead and like it and check it out, though. But before we get into the Classic Corner, we got one more. And I actually enjoyed this one. Music Soul Child and Hit Boy. Victims and Villains. Production fucking amazing. We'll just skim through the first track, I Would Touch the Skies. Amazing.
Will I go under or will I touch the sky?
Then right after that, you get I Remember My Ex, which is smooth. But right after that, I was like, oh,
yeah,
you got one. Me.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this one too, yeah.
I'm really trying to fuck with you. This was fire.
Baby, tell me what you wanna do. I'm really trying to fuck with you. If you ain't trying to fuck, that's cool. I just wanna know what's my next move. So baby, tell me what you wanna do. I'm really trying to fuck with you. If you just wanna fuck, that's cool.
Right
I'm just
after
trying
that,
to figure out my next move.
This one too. Beat of a slow dance. This was amazing. I was all like, I was like, Hit Boy's beats and music, his lyrics and his soulfulness. I was like, oh, this is another deadly combination.
My heart beats just like the speed of a slow dance.
Classic.
One step at a time. That's how we should take this romance. Tempo, steady and sure like a slow
day. Bruh, then right after that, is it love? Is it lies? Victims and villains? White rice with white rice deja vu? That was a fire one too. Between love and war, your love is life, and we were just bringing. Bruh, this, I can't front. This was amazing. Next to G Perico, and we like what we said. We like to throw a little R&B joints in there from time to time, but this was dope.
Yeah,
this was amazing. This was another side we got to see from Hit-Boy. We know he could do
true.
The R&B, but he did a full stable for a male artist. This is something we ain't ever seen before.
Nah. Not from Hit-Boy.
No. Yeah, man. No, absolutely, man. What did you like about the album, bro?
Well, my grapple was we could have sprinkled, you know, a couple rap features on it.
Okay.
That's it. Other than that, it was unexpected to be when I first seen the name, you know what's crazy? I automatically thought it was Metro's Boomin, and he was doing it with him. I was like, oh, that's
right.
And I seen Hit-Boy. I'm like, oh shit, okay, that's interesting. I said, Logan, he's not rapping.
Right,
it'd been okay, but it was good. Like I said, trying to fuck with you, it sounded like he would sample himself on there.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Yeah, it did sound like that.
But yeah, I liked it. If we do a sequel of this, like I said, just sprinkle a little rap verses on there.
Oh, a little bit more rap features. I'm with you on that. We could get a few rap features on here, man. So I mean, I'm with you on that though, but. This album was just fucking phenomenal, beginning to end.
This is the real test. Play it for like your mom.
Yeah,
that's the real test. If you know who it is.
Yeah,
because you know they love the classic music.
Soulchild. Absolutely. And I think they might like this. I think they might fuck with this.
Okay.
I'm gonna shoot this to moms too to see if she fucking with this. But I think she is. I think she is. So that concludes our Check the Rhyme. You know, we went over G Perico, Jim Jones, Blast, and Music Soulchild. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, a lot of these projects, let us know like which ones that you like or what you didn't like. You know, so I mean, hey, give it to us. But until then, let's get into it. Classic Corner.
And now for my next number, I'd like to return to the classic.
All right. Yo, go, Dom. What you got for us, man?
The Carter. Fuck it.
Oh, the first Carter.
The first Carter. The original. The Carter. This is where he had to put his the whole cash money on his back. Everybody left. BG, Juvenile, Manny Fresh. Twerk was in jail. So he had to come back and put it on his back, man.
Oh, yeah. Not bad. Let's get to it. Shit. The opener.
Damn. Grown up, crazy, in between, churning babies. Right about now, it's your boy, back again.
Right.
DJ Manny. Fresh, 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 fresh. Yeah, fresh, 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 fresh. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Fresh, fresh, fresh.
If you was at Cheyenne, you know how much this album meant to us. Just saying.
Yeah, for real. I believe
it. That's my DJ.
I was in middle school when this shit dropped.
That's my
with
DJ.
With a simple hook, though.
Right.
DJ. Yeah. With Weezy Wee. Step up to the mic, dude. Do what you
ladies
do.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you have here is brought to you courtesy of the young man, Young Carter, and the great man, Manny Fresh. So what I want y'all out there to do for me is say this. Say, go DJ.
Cause that's my DJ.
Say, go DJ.
Cause that's my DJ.
Say, go DJ.
Cause that's my DJ.
Say, go DJ.
That's my 101. The hottest nigga under the sun. I come from the brother Tommy.
Bustin' a Tommy. You come from under your garments. Your chest and your arm hit.
Pow, one to the head. Now you know he did.
Now you know I play like a pro in the game. Nah, better yet, a better.
Right after that, this is Carter, and then this was everybody's too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm nasty, bro. Look like they ain't about money no more.
I got it. Hey, hey, hey.
Number two, only key to survive is killed. If the elements don't murder you, the ride is real for real. And niggas know I go hard and the bullets get involved. And I got them playing dodgeball with bullets. I got that Sean on hoodie and the Sean John hoodie get fucking playing pussy. We hit them up while they looking in the
box. Come on, bro.
Yep, miss my dogs, man.
Come on.
This is the Carter, motherfucker. Yeah. And in my building, I must keep it real. And man, I miss the times we would shine. You would keep me on your side. You would teach me how to ride and you would teach me how to pride. Then we get on the line and go over our lines. We were in the same position and that's when you change position. Shit, I never changed.
Then my favorite, this my favorite. Right here.
Yeah. Give me with the snaz fresh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just the snaz fresh. I like the snares fresh. Yeah, Mariah snares all the way through this thing right here, man. Drum section Wheezy, baby. Taz, once again.
What up? Yeah.
This is what they call me, bitch.
Eagle, Eagle, Carter, man.
In a 96 Regal contraband. On my way to the east to the laundromat. Gotta wash that money and get on my ass. Gotta flip them bricks.
Bruh, I mean, we could just keep going.
I keep pimping.
I got a bitch in the back, got a hoe in the front, one cooking the crack, one rolling the blunt. You getting pussy and ass from a beautiful bra. If you're looking for that, holla at your boy. I'm a back, a pimp. Love your girl, don't let her come out this year. If you leave her out there, then she coming out here. And that ain't fair, but I don't care. I'm a motherfucking cash money millionaire. Yeah.
Yeah. You did that, bro. You did that. So this week's Classic Corner is none other than my main man, Dom's pick, The Carter. The fourth studio album by Lil Wayne was released June 9, 2004. Cash Money Records and Universal Records. The production was mostly handled by a former in-house producer, Manny Fresh, before Manny Fresh left the label. And then after when he left the label, that's when you had Get. all the other Carters. You know, the album is 79 minutes and 7 seconds long. You know, singles had Bring It Back, Go DJ, and Earthquake. You know, the album debuted at number 5 on the U.S. Billboard Chart 200, selling 116,000 copies within its first week, and later it was certified platinum by the IRAA in September of 2020, which I think that's kind of whack. It should have been platinum after that, though, but it took this long for that album to go platinum. But, hey, that's nor here or there, nor here or there, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, this becomes Wayne's third U.S. top 10 debut, you know, and as of 2005, the album had sold more of 878,000 copies. And then, of course, like what I said, September 25th of 2020, the album was certified two times platinum by the RIAA. What a great way to open up the Carter series. And this is where you get a lot of the debate come from. You know, people have a toss-up between this Carter and the Carter 2 and the Carter 3. This Carter is not bad, though, but personally, my favorite is Carter 2. I love Carter 2. But this one, like, really, like, was the game changer.
Oh, yeah.
This was definitely the game changer. Yeah. You know, from this being Manny Fresh's last in-house production on the Cash Money label, you know. And then Wayne just really just putting it all out there, you know, from even a vulnerability, him from on Miss My Dogs, you know, saying how he missed, you know, BG,
Turk,
Juvenile. You know what I'm saying?
For real.
Like really, really, you know, them were his guys.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Go DJ. That was a house party anthem.
Yeah,
easy.
With the simplest hook.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah. That Bring It Back.
Yeah, Bring It Back.
That
crazy,
fire.
Bro, yeah.
So, I mean, BMJR.
Yes.
On my own. And then we didn't even play the Heat. I Shoot You in the
Arm Head. Yeah.
But come on, bro. Like, he got bangers on here, bro. So, bro, what made you pick this, bro? This is a good fucking pick.
This is one of my favorite albums, man. And I seen on the list, I'm like, they got, y'all picked 500 Degrees. And Lights Out before this, I said,
yeah,
man, that's nuts, bro.
Yeah, and I think for me, other than Carter 2, that's my second favorite Wayne album.
Out?
Yeah, Lights Out,
Midnight,
yeah,
Midnight is
Jiggy
trip.
Jump, the Blues,
yeah,
the Blues was fire.
Yeah,
get off the corner,
for sure, yeah.
Come on, man, Shine with the Super
Shine,
Mario
yeah,
beat,
yeah. That's Super Mario beat,
yeah.
I never knew that.
So, I mean, that album was very, very underrated, but he was still even, like, was spinning some real stuff on that album.
Really?
Oh, yeah, on Lights Out.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm a Grown Man. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, so.
Everything. Yeah.
See, you know.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, you know. But this, though, I definitely can appreciate this because, I mean, this is a classic within itself. Let's just be honest. Mm. Carter 1, 2, and 3, those three are fucking classics.
That's where we ended.
And if you don't think those are classics, I'm going to have to question your fucking hip-hop credibility. Like, really. Really have to question it on saying, oh, those are not classics. No. Like, that man, after this first Carter, he literally everything that he was on, he was snapping.
Yeah,
there was no stopping this guy. Like, really. He even had Jay-Z ass shook. Like, for real. So, I mean, this was a dope fucking pick, bro. Like, really, 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 really fucking dope pick, bro. And I can appreciate this to the fucking fullest, bro. Like to the fullest, man. So, I mean, you struck back, so now I got to strike again. I'm like, shit, man. You always be coming through, man. Definitely be coming through with the picks on the Classic Corner, man. But I love honestly, this is like one of my favorite part of the segments because we have our viewers and we have our listeners. This is where they're getting educated, where we're going back and pretty much explaining to our listeners and the people that watch on YouTube why these fucking albums were so great at a pivotal time when they came out. And this is really hip-hop history one-on-one. You know what I'm saying? Because we do have some times where people don't like to go back and do the homework, though. But to me, I just feel that what we do, in order to go know where you're going, you have to go back to the past. You have to study. It's like certain things in history. Like, okay, you're trying to be great, but man, you got to watch the people before you. Like, you know, so this was a great fucking pick, bro. Like, I salute you on this, man. Like, for real.
Should have had the part where Gilly was ghostwriting some of it.
Hey, man, look. Hey, it is what it is, bro. It is what it is, man. So, I mean, hey, I'm here. Look, we here. You know what I'm saying, though? But, all right, that concludes the episode. We're here, you know. Always good, a pleasure being in the house with you, you know, on the one time with the one time, you know what I'm saying? Even though you had your little Death Row tirade earlier. You know, but I ain't mad at you, though. I'm not mad at you. You speaking your piece. You know what I'm saying? But we just want to just say thank you for continuing to rocking out with us, you know, on everything. TikTok. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, you know, rating, subscribing. With our new followers, we just want to say thank you. You know, this is a platform that we're doing it always for the culture and by the culture. So what we just want y'all to go do, go tell a friend, go tell a friend, go tell another friend. You know, if you like what we're saying, leave a comment. If you think that we were saying some outlandish shit, leave a comment. If you think I said some outlandish, leave a comment. If you think Dom said some shit outlandish, leave a fucking comment though, man. But we just want to just say thank you for continuous for the support. You know what I'm saying? But until then, this is your boy Skeeter Steve.
Dom Cruz.
Lace Rhymes, we out.